Fashion trend forecasters predict what's next, what colors, fabrics, and styles consumers will be wearing a year from now. That information is valuable to the people who make and sell clothes. It's the business of betting on what will make shoppers spend money. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has the third report in Morning Edition's week-long series on the fashion industry.
At a slideshow in a midtown Manhattan office, dozens of fashion professionals are taking notes. They're listening to trend forecaster David Wolfe of the Doniger Group. He does a lot more than predict what next year's black will be.
Old is good. Old is better than it's ever been before. If you're young, you probably don't believe that. Believe me, the boomers control $7 trillion, and the fashion industry ignores them. They're only dying to buy something, and the stores are full of nothing they want to buy.
David Wolfe has been handing out fashion advice since his first job in the mid-1960s at a department store in his hometown of Ashtabula, Ohio.
I got a bee in my bonnet about short skirts. They were just starting to happen in London, and I started promoting them for this little department store in Ohio, which was owned by three very conservative elderly brothers. Mercifully, they decided to go ahead with my belief, and we became a hot center for high fashion for a moment.
From there, Wolfe moved to London, where he worked briefly as a fashion illustrator. But he thought designers and retailers might benefit from his trend-spotting abilities. So in the 1970s, he and some friends started one of the very first fashion forecasting companies.
Designers began to realize that there was something happening on the streets that was more exciting than anything that they themselves might create in their own studios.
Valerie Seckler, who writes for Women's Wear Daily, says forecasters became the fashion industry's extra set of eyes and ears. Where once they looked for the cutting edge, today they look for
a less esoteric, safer, and what's believed to be a more broadly appealing look in an effort to ring the old register.
To find that look, David Wolfe goes to fashion shows, reads magazines, and globetrots, with regular visits to fashion-forward Europe and Japan. He says his radar is up all the time.
Certainly I pay attention to the theater, museums, sports. The economy is very, very important to me. When I ride the subway to work in the morning, I am doing research. I never, ever stop. And the fact that, you know, I'm a compulsive worker and manic, you know, it means that I never have to stop.
Who listens to David Wolfe? Large retailers like Nordstrom's, apparel companies like Liz Claiborne, even cosmetics companies. Saks Fifth Avenue is a client. Fashion director Jackie Lividini says she listens to a number of forecasters and her own staff's predictions to stay one step ahead of the shopper.
You want to have what she wants before she even knows she wants it, because if you're behind her, then you've lost her. You know, she's already on to the next thing. And if you're in step with her, she's not excited by what your assortment is. And of course, if you're two steps ahead of her, she's not interested in it.
Lividini admits there have been hits and misses. She says a couple of seasons ago, they thought capes and ponchos would be popular. Shoppers disagreed. Joe D'Onofrio, fashion director for Macy's, remembers another bad forecast.
2 years ago, for the back-to-school market, and the back-to-school market is the most treacherous because we all remember being in high school, and we want to look different, but we want to look the same. We want to make sure that we fit in, but we want to make sure that we stand out. So basically, it's very hard to win. Everybody and their brother felt pleather would be the way to go.
That's a synthetic imitation leather.
It also turned into be one of the hottest Septembers in recorded history. Well, I can tell you, wearing pleather pants and pleather jackets in 90-degree weather certainly did not work.
So what are some of the trends for next fall? David Wolfe says the new black is gray. Purple, violets, and browns will be popular, as will bright, eye-popping colors.
How bright? Well, it depends on your market, really. Some people are taking them right up to neon. Please do not do what many people have already said they are doing. Play these colors against black and call it the 80s again.
In fact, David Wolfe is done with black. He says women might think it makes them look slimmer and chicer, but it also makes them look older.
You cannot begin to imagine the resistance when I sit in a room full of women who are wearing black and tell them it's over.
There are some designers who have their own ideas about color.
This was one of the first prints we started working with for spring. It was taken from a nightgown I bought in Ohio, but we recolored it into these acid brights. So it's still some pretty pastels, but the acid brights kick it up to like another level.
Designer Nanette Lepore uses lots of colors, textured fabrics, and decorative prints in her clothes. Lepore started small 20 years ago. Today, she sells in stores like Bloomingdale's and Nordstrom's and several hundred boutiques around the country. Lepore says she respects trend forecasters, but doesn't use them.
It's not as exciting as working it out in the trenches. Sometimes they just feel like, oh God, because a lot of times we'll make something, we'll think it's going to be cute, and it comes off the machine and it's really nasty. And so I'll be here like till 9 o'clock at night with the dress on the dummy, trying to figure out what went wrong and how to fix it. This is the creative part of it.
But if David Wolf sees her show at Fashion Week, Lepore hopes he'll tell his clients she's right on target. And that, say fashion insiders, is an indication of how much power forecasters have, maybe too much. But Saks Fifth Avenue's Jackie Livedini says there's still room for creativity.
No matter how much we forecast, the most thrilling moment is when you're sitting in a show on the runway and you see something that is a total surprise. And that's what fashion is about. You know, it's about that moment of amusement, of excitement, of fantasy. That's what we're after.
David Wolf says his job at Fashion Week is to eliminate the surprises for his clients, or at least help them decide what fashions real people might actually want to buy. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
Photographs of some fashion trends are at npr.org. Tomorrow, copyright laws in the fashion industry.